We're on page 245. We're in the middle of Simen Shin Tesvov, in the middle of Sif Gimel. So let us just start Sif Gimel and then we'll continue from where we're up to. Mita Kshema Midam Oisa, if you want to set up a Mita, and the Mita had Raglayim, and it had a top of the Mita. So Mita Kshema Midam Oisa, also, so it's also Lohaniach al Raglayim Tchula. You're not allowed to put the bottom chelik of the Mita first, Lohaniach Aleim Akroshim, and then put the top chelik over it. Because this is derech binyan, you first make the bottom, then you make the oil. And we're speaking about this is not an oil that is megan. This the real purpose for the oil is for the top of the mita. But al koponim, but if you're making mechitzes and then making an oil, it is also. Eloyosim akroshim tchila ba'ava. You hold first the top of the mechitza, va'achar kach, and afterwards a raglayim tachtem. You'll put the raglayim underneath the top, and that's mutter. Now we're up to here. Vahani mili kshehraglayim heim dapim mechuborim. That the raglayim of the mita is like a box. K'moi dafnei ha-teva, just like the walls of a teva. That means you have four walls, and on top of these walls you put the mita, the mattress. So then the halacha is that you have to first hold the mattress and then bring the box underneath the mattress, and that is a shinui, that is not the derech that one normally makes an oil. So that's when you have to do this. Aval laglayim shel mita shelanu, but our beds, the walls that are supporting the bed is not walls, it's just feet. It has 4 feet. So there's no mechitzes. V'chein raglei hashulchan, or the same way, if you want to set up a table, so our shulchan is also, it's not like a box, it's 4 legs. So there's no mechitzes. So muta b'chol gavni. So then it is permissible. So that was the, so far we had a cloud that if you're spreading out an oil lehogain, to protect the person from underneath, to protect them from the rain, from the rays of the sun. So mechitza oil lehogain is also to make in Shabbos. We're talking about an oil aroi. I feel without any mechitzes. But here when we're speaking about we're putting on a mattress of a bed or a cover of a table, so here the prime purpose of putting this down is to lie on the bed or to eat on the table. I'm not putting it down to be megan on that what's underneath it. So here the halacha is, it is only also if there are mechitzes, and you make it the way the derech habinyan is, first mechitz and then oil. But if I make first the oil, I hold the oil, and then I bring down the mechitzes, that is permissible, and that's when there are mechitzes. Now, we are up to Sifkot Mechof Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Dapin Mechuborim, that would you have to hold the mattress in the air and then put the mechitzes underneath it. That's taki dapin mechuborim. You have 4 walls that are attached together. So you have 4 mechitzes. So that's called you have 4 mechitzes. And then by putting the mattress on top would be you're making an oil over the mechitzes. B'simin tak beis kosova beis yoseh. The be'inin she'er mechitzes magiyim ad la'oretz. In order for it to have a shem mechitze, it can be a mechitze tluyo. That means so it's 3 tvachim It's less than three. It's either it's touching the ground. Mechitzas megiis ad loretz. Achim samach loretz poches mishloisha. Sham ena. Achim samach loretz poches mishloisha. Sham ena dayv megiim rinim b'zeh lovut. But if there's less than three tvachim, so then the halacha is that it's called Yehev Mechitzes. Va'ayin sham b'magen Avraham b'shar yechoinim b'zeh. And then later when he speaks about the shlof bank, so we'll get there, we'll see exactly what he's talking about. Dafne ha-teve. You have the four defanis of the teve. Agavuche, someone asked yesterday, do the mechitzes have to be yud tfachim tall? And the biraloche, I saw today the biraloche says, ischeilek anotais v'shabbos, he holds that full of the mechitzes are five tvachim tall, it's also us. You don't need a mechitz of yud tvachim. They were talking about binyan. So making a binyan does not necessitate that I should have a wall of ten tvachim. But we say it should not be hanging in the luft, and it should be standing on the ground, the mechitza, or al kaponim, less than three tvachim from the ground. Dafne ha-teva. So when is it osav, and you have to first make the hold the matches and then bring the mechitzes, if it is like a box. Kosav atav, the after betur iso dalid dapim mechuborim. The tool says it is only osav when there are four walls, but means it seems there has to be four walls. Lav dafke. So the Taz says it is also the bemita shederech liyishtamesh ba'aviro mitachas ba'hanochas min olayim v'chiyoyitze b'zeh also afilu k'shiyesh lo rak shnei dapen mishnei tzdodim ha'magiyim lo'oretz. The b'shtayim levad choshev oyo im mechitzes the common receive vov leinian chavyes, v'chein kos v'shal achreinim. We'll continue and then explain what we just said. Avol b'shulchan, the matter ashulchan oruch, who afilik sheyesh loy ma'at mechitzes, by a table, if you'll have two mechitzes, it will be mutter. V'in osuk sheyesh loy dalet dapim, mikolat todim. Now, let us stop here 1 minute and just explain what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. We in Hilchis Oihel, we had different definitions and categories when it's called an oil. Now, we just learned two halachas, and let's again explain each halacha. We learned a halacha that if a person is spreading out something over a frame, and the purpose of spreading it out is because once it should give shade, it should protect from the rays of the sun, from the rain, so then there's no, you don't need a mechitza whatsoever. It's spread out lahogein to protect that which underneath. That's called the oil. It's also midarabon and oil out. Now we learned a second halacha about a mita, about a bed. Now, this bed, when a person is putting the mattress on the bed, he's putting, that means, so let's say it would also be a frame. He put a mattress on the frame, no problem whatsoever, because I'm not putting it to be megan on underneath. I'm putting the mattress to sleep on top of the mattress. So if there would not be any mechitzes around the mattress, it would just be on the frame, no problem. You take the mattress, put it on the frame. So here the Mechaber said, so here it is only also if you have mechitzes. You have mechitzes, so the Taz said you need, the Pashas means you need four mechitzes, and the Taz says two mechitzes are also. So, but now we just acquired a new idea. If it is not a real oil, because I don't have an intent for it to be mahil, so then it's not also on the frame, it's also if you've made first mechitzas and then the oil, then there's an it, then it's also. It's also, if you make it derech binyan, then it's also. So if it's not a real oil, you need mechitzas. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us a moirah dikazach. But there's a something that's in between. It's not a real oil, but I'm deriving a benefit from the oil. I'm deriving a benefit from the oil. Now, what does that mean? I'm deriving a benefit from the oil. That because of the oil, the area underneath the oil is secluded, and I can put things there. I can put things underneath the oil. I can put my shoes there. I can put other things. So that means if I have a bed, and I have, the Mechaber says four walls, and the Taz says two walls. So let's talk about two walls. So I have a bed and two walls. So it is also, unless you first hold the mattress and then you bring the walls. But if you have two walls and you have a mattress on top of it, so then, since this mattress is making the area underneath, it's secluded. Secluded means I can put things underneath it, and that's a thanks to the mattress and the walls. It's even two walls can accomplish that. So memela, so then it's also. That's by a bed and two mechitzes supporting the bed. So it's called Tzorich la'aviroi. I'm using the space underneath, and I'm deriving benefit from this space. Now, let's talk about a table. Let's talk about a table. Now, before we'll speak about problems of the table, but let us just talk about a table bizman chazal. A table bizman chazal. You didn't have a chair and sit by the table. You had a bed. You lied on the bed, and there was a table next to you. Fine. So let's talk about that table for a minute. We'll come to our table soon. Now, this table, I'll have two walls there, and I have the table, and I'll give this person a questionnaire. Are you deriving any benefit from the area under the table? Gonished. I don't keep my shoes there. I'm not deriving any benefit. So then the halacha is, will be mekabelet b'munas chachomim, that then the halacha is, it is only also if you have four walls there, so since it's then you're making it real secluded, so then it's also. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us like this. We're speaking about something that the purpose is not to be mild, to be megan, and that what's underneath. The purpose I'm putting the oil is, I want to sleep on top of it, I want to eat on top of it. But there is a halacha, but if you're making it like a binyan, so you can't make first the mechitzas and then the covering. But now there's a difference between a bed and a table. A bed, the lemaise, it's by two walls and a covering creates a secluded area, and you hold things underneath a bed. So that's called I'm making an oil. That's why I need to say the first the mattress and then the mechitzes. By a table, I don't need bechlal the area underneath. So there, it's only also. If there's four mechitzes, so then it's roi lahatzniya. Not matzniya, but it's very good lahatzniya. There's a big problem. Others say the table you don't need the place underneath. You need it for your feet. You have to put your feet there. So that's what we mentioned before. Bizman Chazal Mamotche speaks about that. The Mamotche says Bizman Chazal. That wasn't a problem because they used to lay on beds and they had a table next to them. But afilu I have now, I need it for my feet, but I don't need it because I can't eat differently, but I don't need the feet to be underneath the table. I'm not deriving any benefit from this oil. So al kaponim by a table, you need, it should be exclusively capable for holding something underneath it, even though I don't have any intent to put anything underneath it. Now let us see again the lotion of Taz. So the Taz says that you don't need four mechitzas by a bed. Two mechitzas also was. Avol b'shulchan, the mater ha-shulchan och, afuluk sheyesh le-ma'at mechitzas. A table, even if it has two mechitzas, ve'enei osa og sheyesh loy dalid dapim mikol atzdodim, there it is only osa if you have four mechitzas on all four sides, k'may teile. The oz, then, if you have four mechitzas, choshiv oil manochas adaf milamayla. Mishum de belavach, if you don't have four mechitzas, stoma yein oimid lishtamish baviroi. You won't use it at all for any usage by a table. Then al kaponim, it is convenient. I don't use it, but if the four mechitzes, it's convenient to use the area underneath, and then it has a shem oil. This is v'yesh ma'achronim shemitzadadim lahokul. Others hold this is a very modern thing. It's not called Mishtamish Bavirai. It's called Mishtamish Bavirai. Two Mechitzes are also. So, but you're not Mishtamish Bavirai because you don't hold anything underneath the table. So, four Mechitzes, the first day was Machma by four Mechitzes. The other side, listen, if you're not mishtamish baviroi, so it's no difference, two mechitzes or four mechitzes. The mishtam ain't tzorich la'avir shetachtom, and therefore it is mutter. Im loy shedalki lishtamisham, unless he puts underneath the table, he puts the seat that the baby sits on, he puts things underneath the table, then it's called mishtamish baviroi. Ach loshen ha-shulchan oruch. But he says, if you learn shulchan oruch, shekosav v'chein raglei ha-shulchan, if you learn elach shulchan oruch, the ha-shulchan is mutter if there's no mechitzes. But why says, if there's mechitzes, it would be yosef. Ma'ashm d'ha-shulchan hoi mechitzes, hoi gam kein tzorech lahachma. Val kein lochim bevadi lochim shul divrei atas. So b'meil, if you're making a table in these four walls, Leches adav ba'aver v'yachnisu tachtav raglayim. U'mashmeh midivrei aprim begodem, d'chol zedavke, k'shemetaltal raglayim imokim lemokim, dey laniach eleim hadav shalamayla. This iser, I'm not making the oil lahogim, but it's derech binyin that tavke, if I bring the walls and I put the covering on top. So I bring the walls here. Avol im oimdim b'mokim echot, but what if I have a room? The walls are here already, and I just go and put on the tops. I'm not making walls. Afil atas mutol aniach aleim adaf. Av shel haraglaim yesh la mechitzes mikol tzad. But the holiest is if I make a wall and then a oil. But if the wall is here already, I'm not making it at all. So then it's mutter. Moshe kesav dolav. Fine. Now, muta b'chol gavni, but the Mechaber says if you don't have walls, you only have legs, so legs, you don't have any oil. That means since I have no intent to be megin on the area underneath, so memela, it's only also if there's walls, two walls, four walls, but if there's only legs, there's no problem. The ragle hamitais v'shulchanei shalona ain't la mechitzas. There's no walls there. V'nira, so memela, so what is he saying? So we learn shulchan aruch. So in shulchan aruch he says, if you have 4 feet And you take the cover and put it on the 4 feet, and Shalom al Yisrael. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, Rabbi, it's very good. Hilchas oil, feet are on feet, it's no problem. But how are you going to, how's this table going to stand 4 feet? And you put something on top, everything's going to collapse. So you have to say there's a hole in the top of the table, and the feet go into the hole. So there's no oil. We said, but that is a new problem. There's a problem, mamish, of boiling. You're putting together. You're putting together a table. So he says, the ragamid shalom ein lavachis v'nira dechozek sheyerofli, that this table was a wobbly table to begin with. So it's a wobbly table to begin with. So Mamel, there's no shayla boina. Avon madav shala shulchan mohudik v'takua b'choizi. But if this table supports itself, because I take the top of the table and I fasten it to the legs, and it's tight. K'moishim motzi b'kamer shulchanis. That's how a shulchan works. Also mishabinyan. V'afili mata einay tekeh b'choizik. And this halacha applies, even though I'm going to put it now loosely and wobbly, but if normally that's how you set up the table, the walls of a bed, so if you, the normal use is it's tightened to the legs, you now have to put it together in Shabbos. Right. Sif Dalu. Mito Shehi Misureges. Bachavolin. Perish Nereges. You had a bed, but the bed was made as follows. The bed was made here, you had, let's say, you had walls. And the instead of having springs on the frame, you have strings. You have strings that you can put the mattress over the strings. So now, so yes, the sureges bechavolim. That means the mattress rests on strings which are going horizontally, or which what? Or whatever it is. They're vertically, horizontally, al kaponim, that you have strings. So im yesh bein chevel lechevel shloisha tvachim, if between each string there's 3 tvachim or more, so it means there's no oil over here, because 3 tvachim is not an oil, you don't say lovu. Also livreis ala sadim mishim David ala. So now you put a sadin or a sheet or a mattress on top of it, you're making an oil. V'chein osa l'salik beget atachtei me'oleho mishum dekososa ohalo. Now this is a new yediyah which we did not know till now. But now he's telling us a shreklecha yediyah. That means like this, so if I have a bed, and there are strings which are 3 tvachim apart, and I have over this bed, let's say, a sheet. So I'm now to spread out the sheet in Shabbos, because I'm making an oil. He says you're not allowed to lift the sheet also in Shabbos, because you're being seiser an oil. Just like this, an issa to make an oil, there's an issa to destroy an oil. V'chein osa l'salik beget hatachte mi'aleo mishim dekososa olo. But v'im hoya oleo karei keses a beget poros mi'erev Shabbos b'shir tefach. But what if on this bed, I have this bed, and I have one tefach I have over here that's covered with a blanket, a pillow. I have here one tefach. So I could add on, or I could add on from here to the end of the meter, another oil, or spread out this blanket that was on this side, because this is called Moisif al oil aroi. That means there was already a beginning of an oil. It was the beginning of an oil that was before Shabbos, he allowed to be Moisef al oyel aroy. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mita shei. Olafiyah mevul al basim gimel. Akochach ma'ari hokash yesh lo mechitzes. Now, a mechitze, I'm putting it to be megan on underneath it. So it's talking about mechitzes. I'm a giz loris. Av mita shalonu, but it's only feet. Mutta b'chol gavne. Shloisha tvochim. So if between each chevel there's three tvachim, so then you're making an oil. The ilav ochi, but if it is less than three tvachim, I'm bringing lavud. So we say lavud uchesosam mikoredami. So now you're not making an oil. The whole meter, there's an oil on top of it with a lavudika oil. V'ayin shom b'mishnah bud afilu im rak b'mokim echado yepoches mishloish etvochim gam kein tzagi. That means I have these chavolim, these ropes. Here I have two ropes which are less than three tvochim apart. Later I have ropes which are three tvochim apart. So it's considered over here between these two ropes I have three tvochim of oil. Because I say lavud, so then I can continue from here the whole bed. I could cover it with a sheet because that's called a safa al oil aroy. That's what we just said. Vimhoya gabazeh tam mishum the mutar lahosif al oil aroy b'shabbes. One is permitted to be Moisef and the oil aroy b'shabbes. Let us just learn the next mechava. Kisei ha'osui leprokim uchsheroitzim leishem olav poischim oisoi v'ha'oir niftach. That means this is, I think it's called a director's chair. It is a chair that you fold it up, and when you open it up, so the seat is, it's one piece of material or leather. So by opening it up, now I'm making an oil perhaps on the bottom. But it is no problem because it's already made. That when I open it up, I'm not making an oil. I have an oil which is already made. Just mention one halacha. So the Chazanish brings a raya from this din: if a person has a baby carriage, and the hood folds down. Was folded down. Now in Shabbos I go and lift up the hood. Now between you and me, this is a mirdik oil. This is an oil. The purpose is to be making a real oil. You don't even need mechitzas for it. And you have mechitzas also on the hood of the baby carriage. So that's this halacha. It was done already from before. Before it was folded up, now it's spread out. It's gonish, mitgonish. It's called, I'm not making anything. It was done already from before.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Huh?
The danger is document.
For me? Why?
No, it's a dangerous document. Ah. Yeah, yeah. It says you never to betray.
It's a, you know, that's the famous story. Someone returned the money to a rabbi.
He put it in the Gemara. After the murder came out,
the murder came out.